Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelica. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes. I've been trying to file unemployment, but the last state I worked in was Indiana, so I thought I was supposed to apply for them, but I didn't know about the quarters. You know how the quarters work. So they denied my request because the quarter that I worked isn't over yet. And they
Okay.
told me that I actually was supposed to file with Alabama.
Okay. And what's your social security number?
It's 422-45-4926.
Okay, have you ever filed in Alabama before?
I have not, no.
And you worked in Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked in Alabama for 10 years.
Okay. He said 422-45-4926.
Correct.
Do you have your driver's license ID card available?
Yeah.
And are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
I guess direct deposit.
Do you have your checking account or routing number information ready?
Yeah, you can give me just 1 second. I have my driver's license right here if you need that.
Okay, do you have your account information also? Are you just,
yeah,
are you,
I'm
would you
pulling
need
it up.
To call?
Pulling it up right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
All
pulling
right.
it up right now.
All right, and what's their first name?
It's Tyler, Tyler.
Middle initial.
J.
And last name?
Hensley, Hensley.
Okay, Tyler Hensley, what's the date of birth?
August 3rd, 1996.
1996. Okay. Have you worked on any other name or social security number?
I have not.
So I have the social again. It's 422-45-4926. Tyler, Tyler. Middle initial is J. Last name Hensley, Hensley. Date of birth, August 3rd, 1996. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I finished high school and I did a trade school.
Trade school? How many
Yeah.
years?
It was a 5-year apprenticeship.
Apprenticeship?
Yes.
You went 5 years already?
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
I do not know my biological mother's name.
You don't know your mother's name?
No.
Okay, what's your driver's license?
The number?
Mm-hmm.
861-2690.
And what's the state?
Alabama.
Okay, Alabama, 861-2690. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you if you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or you said a benefit card, but you said the direct deposit?
Yeah, direct deposit.
Okay, so what's that? Routing, I mean account, savings, I mean checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay, and what's that routing number?
The routing number is 062D. 000080.
And what's the account number?
742288093.
All right, so for the routing number, I have 062, and you have four zeros behind the 280, and last, the account number is 742288093. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, all right. And what is your mailing address? Oh, wait a minute.
90.
Okay, is there your anybody there that might know your mother's maiden name? Because then, let me go to the next page.
You can put Lupa. That's
who?
My stepmother's. Lupo.
Luca.
Lupo. L U P O.
Last employers. Who is your employer that you're filing on?
For Alabama, it'd be Bagman Russell.
Your employer now that you're filing on is Bag and Russell?
Bagby.
B-A-G-G-Y?
Yeah. Yes.
Bagby and Russell. Okay. Mm-hmm. And who is before that? Previous? Previous employer?
I worked for them for like 7 years.
Okay, but you can't remember who it was before that.
Okay, you said I back, worked at Winn-Dixie before.
Back being Russell and Winn-Dixie.
Yeah. That's who I worked for in Alabama.
Okay. And do you have your address and phone number for Bagby and Russell?
I can
and your start date and your start date and your end date.
Start date was about April 2015.
Okay, just jot it down for me right quick, and I need it in a few minutes. Let's see, Tyler. N-F-L-E-Y. I might have to get someone to call you back. I didn't know you
had
information ready.
I know I can do it online. I just, when I was looking on the line, it said if you had tried to file with another state, then you had a call.
Mm-hmm. That might not let you finish online anyway.
Okay. Well, what do you need?
I'm trying to get your mother's maiden name, or I know you told me to just put some down, but it's very important that it be the correct one, though.
Well, I mean, that's my stepmother's maiden name. I mean, I don't know my biological mother's name. I don't know.
So you were raised by a stepmother?
Yes.
Okay. You never knew your mother?
Nope.
Okay. And what's the stepmother maiden name before marriage?
Lupo. It's
L-O.
Lupo. Lupo.
L-U-P-O. Okay. Okay, and what is your what is your address?
As 9650 Royal Woods Court. Yes. It's Woods with the S on the end.
9650 Royal. Royal Wood, that's two words or one word?
That's two words.
Royal Wood Court, Woods Court. And what city?
Mobile.
Alabama, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Zip code?
36608.
08?
Yes.
Okay. And is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
Have your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's the primary phone number?
251-509-8487.
8487. 251-509-8487. Do you have a secondary number, email address you want to add?
No.
Okay, so I have 9650 Royal, R-O-Y-A-L, Woods, W-O-D-S, Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36608. And the primary number is 251-509-8487. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. Security statement question, verify your identity when filing UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 225 Dead Rick Street, 1178 Liberty Road, 48 County Road 7706, 833 South University Boulevard. Never been associated.
The South University Boulevard.
Okay. If you hear me call the name before I call all the rest of them, I'll just go ahead and let me know, okay? Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Neurology with special qualifications in child neurology, pharmacy technician, psychologic, clinical psychologist, radiology, radiation therapy, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1800 Parkview Drive South, 2108 Panorama Drive, 2698 Winton Hall Road, Panorama?
Panorama.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I tried to file with Indiana.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this other question again. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I said, yeah, I tried to file with Indiana.
Okay, but did you receive any benefits? But you just
no,
filed.
They denied it.
Okay.
Yeah, they
did
denied
you work...
it because...
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification dealing with adjustment of wages?
I don't know what that is.
Hello?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, what's your is dealing with foreign export of jobs? What's your last day of work?
You said my last day at work?
Yes, I asked you to go ahead and write it down, jot it down while we was trying to get everything else taken care of.
Is that for in Alabama or my action, like when I got laid off in Indiana?
For your last job.
So my last job was in Indiana and I got laid off November 4th.
Okay. 2022. Okay, so claimant has indicated receiving federal military out-of-state wages. Advise claimant that these wages would not appear on your first monetary determination that you receive. These type of wages will be requested by our agency. Once we receive our wages, where they will be added to the claim, and a second monetary determination will be added and mailed to you. That's on your out-of-state wages. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
25.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
What's your union number?
It's IBW 505.
505. 505. Electrical?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your job description? Electrical?
Yeah, electrician.
What kind of electrician? What did you say? You say I am an electrician. Okay, electrician. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you seeking work in your current occupation as an electrician?
Yes.
Okay. You said Bags and Russell is who you're filing on, correct? Do you have a phone number for them? Okay, so you did Bags and Russell in Alabama and where else you said you did that?
No, I stopped working for Bags and Russell in July, and then I've been traveling around the country working. I worked in Virginia and then Indiana for different contractors.
Virginia and Indiana, Alabama. Have you worked in Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, I worked in Alabama up until July.
Okay. All right, so Alabama, Virginia, Indiana. Now, who are you filing on? Because I thought you told me it was Bags and Russell. Who are you filing on?
Yeah, Bagby and Russell in Alabama. I was told I couldn't file on Virginia or Indiana because the quarter's not over with yet.
Okay. But it is Bags and Russell, your last separating employer, correct?
In Alabama, yes. Not my very last.
Nowhere.
I mean, I worked for a different company in Indiana. That was the last place I worked.
Okay. Okay. And who is your, where did you perform your work? In what part of Alabama? Mobile?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number for Bags and Russell?
It's 251-344-5987.
Okay, 251-344-5987. And when's your last day for them? You said November the 2nd, 3rd?
No, my last day for Bagman Russell was in July.
Last day for. Okay, so Bags and Russell is not your last separate employer.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying.
Okay, so who is your last separating employer?
It was MJ Electric.
Okay, MJ Electric. And where was their, where are they located? In Virginia?
No, that's Maryville, Indiana.
I see MJ Electric in Center Point, Indiana. Is it in
my
Center
bad.
Point?
No, it's Crown Point.
Crown Point.
They have offices all over.
I looked at that wrong. Okay. Yeah, it is Crown Point. I looked at that wrong. Okay, I see MJ Electric LLC on here.
Yes, that's who I work for in Indiana.
Okay. All right. And next. What part of Indiana you said?
I mean, they're out of Crown Point. I was in called Whiting, Indiana. It's about 30 minutes away from Crown Point.
Whiting, Indiana.
Yeah.
Whiting.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the phone number for MJ Electric? Is that it's 219?
Yeah, 219-226. 2900.
2900, okay. And what was your start date with them?
It was roughly about August 31st.
Okay, 2022?
Two, yeah.
And what was your last day?
November 4th.
11/4/2022, okay. All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Have you received pension?
Nope.
From this employer? Okay. And while you're no longer working, quit, discharge, other lack of work, laid off, no work available?
Yeah, I got laid off.
Laid off, no work available, okay. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
No? Okay, your temporary pay, if you want to write it down, is $26.96. That's the number you'll need to get ready to call in the week of certification on next week. $26.96. All right, the number you're going to call every week starting next week, on the week of the 18th, which is next week, you're going to call 1-800-752-7389. 1-800-752-7389. You'll call that number, or either you can go to the website, www.labor.alabama.gov, www.labor.alabama.gov. You can call that number or go to the website to file the week of certification. You have from Sunday up until Friday to get it called in, as long as you get it in before Friday at 5. And you have to call in every week to report your weekly earnings for the previous week. So when you call in this, when you call in next week, the week of the 18th, you're going to report your earnings for this week, okay?
Okay.
That number again is 1-800-752-7389. Now, they're supposed to send you a booklet in the mail within 7 days. If you don't receive that booklet in the mail, you can give the inquiry line a call. Or if you're concerned about payments, you can give the inquiry line a call. The number is 1-800-361-4524. 1-800-361-4524. And that's the inquiry line. You can reach them Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after. inquiry line. Okay. All right. So I'm going to read you a closing statement. If you have any questions, you can ask me once I finish. If not, we'll be finished with the claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. And after, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. Since you are attached to a local union hiring hall, you are not required to seek work outside the union. You should be in contact with your union hiring hall and remain in good standings. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file, internet is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it is 1-800-752-7389. Your week certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Hensley, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
How will I know if it went through?
Okay, so they'll send you a letter in the mail, or either you can go check your claimant portal page. You'll get to that in the website labor.alabama.gov. You'll see the red box on there says claim it. If you look underneath the red box for claim, you'll see claimant portal. Click on claimant portal, and it's going to take you to a login. It's going to ask you to continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft. You might want to continue with Google. That's what you call your claimant portal page. It has a little additional information on there about the claim. And if they're asking you to send in any additional information, but you might won't be able to pull it up until next week when you file your first week of certification, okay? Yeah. And you have to file every week, the week of certifications. If not, if you miss 1 week from filing, the claim will automatically drop. You have to come back in and do the questions.
Gotcha. Is my claim backdated to when I got laid off?
I did see a date it's a claim date the 12th and the 11th. But now I don't know if they're going to backdate when you actually got laid off back in November or not. They normally don't backdate the claims. But you're welcome to reach out to the inquiry line to see what they tell you. Okay. And that's a 361 number. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I guess call that. I've been trying to get this situated for like three or four weeks now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. But yeah. So you can call them and see and let them know that you did get laid off. And I don't mean to rush you. So we have a certain time. We have to get the claims filed through. That's why I'm trying to beat the time. So that's why I was kind of pushing a little bit. Make sure the information got in. Okay. Yeah. So we went on to file this. So it's filed now. So you'll call in next week and do your first week of certification.
All right, and then call the inquiry line about seeing if they're going to backdate it.
Yeah, but they normally haven't said they haven't been not going to backdate it, but you're welcome to call. You can go ahead and call now if you want to. It's Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after, and see can you get an appointment with them. It's going to be an automated service, and you put your name and number in. They're supposed to call you back the next day.
Okay.
All right. All right, you're welcome, and thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, and have a happy and safe holiday, sir.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks.